Hey, we're recording.
Time is 6:36. The chair will call the Human Services Committee meeting of Tuesday, March 25th, 2014 to order. Ms. Davis, could you please call the roll?
David Hallman.
Present.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Gabe Newdow.
Here.
Angie Montemurro.
Here.
Anita Johnson. Absent. David Arrington. Absent. Lindsay Allen.
Here.
Alicia Skalitsky.
Excuse.
Aaron Decker.
Here.
Citizens' comments. Don't see anyone. Should we just move on? Oh, okay. Agenda item 3, approval of the minutes. Minutes of January 21st, 2018, January 28th, 2014, and February 25th, 2014.
Motion all three as a block.
Motion by Supervisor Frederick. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Montemurro. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Biddy.
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Agenda item 4, approval of county executive appointments as follows. The Board of Health, Dr. James Foster. He's a reappointment.
I'll move. I'll present Dr. Foster. I can't move it. It's up to you guys.
But
I'd like to move this approval.
Yeah.
This is a 5-year term. This would be his, I believe, second appointment onto the Board of Health as an MD, provide valuable service to that board. And I would ask that the committee accept him and move this forward.
Are you saying it's a second reappointment?
Yeah. He was on his first five. This is the second. Yep. Excuse me. His first reappointment,
okay.
I believe.
Thank you.
It'd be his second stint on the Board of Health, which is for 5 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other question?
Did he come last month?
He's a reappointment.
But was he here?
No.
I didn't know. So that's fine. Move to approve.
Second.
I'm sorry. Who made the motion? Motion by Supervisor Montemurro, second by Supervisor Frederick. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Dr. Foster is reappointed. To the Workforce Development Board, Ms. Christine Weicker.
She was here last month when there wasn't a quorum, so the committee did say she did not have to return. She'd be filling a vacancy on our Workforce Development Board that was occupied by Paula Williams. Thank you. Who was the CEO at Kenosha Achievement Center, which is now what the position that Chris holds for them. So I'd ask the board's approval on that appointment.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Newdow, second by Supervisor Frederick. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Swagger is for you. Is appointed.
Mm-hmm.
To the Aging and Disability Resource Center Board.
I will present the information. First person, Pamela DeBeist is a woman that has been involved in a number of organizations. She does have a physical disability that requires her. She uses a motorized chair and would require specialized transportation to be here. She has been a volunteer and for many activities are planning our Fun and Fit Disability Resource Fair, and she's an active volunteer in the community, the museum, and it would fill a spot on our representing persons with physical disabilities on our ADRC board.
Do we want to take these together or separately?
I say let's take them together if it's okay with everybody else.
The other request for a point was for Jolie McKenna. She has also been volunteering and helping us plan to meet the diverse needs of our community. She is the executive director of the LGBT Center of Southeastern Wisconsin, and I don't know if she got lost, but she was planning to be here tonight, but I don't know why.
Is this reappointment or new?
Both of these are new.
They're brand new.
Oh, look.
comment?
Ah, oh, just in time.
That's good.
I was just talking about Jolie. This is Jolie, and welcome here.
Get to walk right in, be in the hot seat.
We were just going to vote for you.
You have already been introduced, so unless there's something that you wish to add, or if the committee has questions.
I think we talked enough about her, so I'm ready to motion to approve both of them.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Nudo, second by Supervisor Frederick, Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Congratulations.
We're done.
The bell just rang.
It was harder to find a parking space.
We don't kid around in human services. We're all about being very direct.
I'm done?
You're done?
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I just can't tell you how honored I am that you've allowed me to do this, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming. Is this what?
Agenda item number 5, Department of Workforce Development, Badger Care Plus / Marketplace Update. Good evening, Ms. Grant.
Good evening, everyone.
No, we're not going to make that as a new.
Pardon me?
We're not going to make that easy on you.
Don't get any ideas, I'm telling you.
Oh, this is going to be hopefully a brief update for you. I think it's been at least since last year that I came here and told you what the plans were for the Marketplace / Affordable Care Act / Obamacare initiative rolling out. Initially, it was planned to take place effective January 1st, 2014, and enrollments for the Marketplace, as well as Medicare Care Plus, were going to start October 1st for January 1st eligibility. Based on some glitches, some major glitches with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act website, the changes that had been planned for Badger Care Plus that were going to be concurrent with the rollout were delayed until April 1st of 2014. And part of the changes for Badger Care Plus involved a change in the eligibility standards from the previous 200% for some folks, 300% for other folks of the federal poverty level to 100% for all eligible adults. And so, after some of the delays and glitches, we received a number, we meaning the state of Wisconsin, and the consortium in particular received a number of applications from the Federally Facilitated Marketplace, we call it FFM for short, that were deemed eligible for Badger Care Plus. The agreement was that folks could apply on the Marketplace for Badger Care Plus starting October 1st, and the Marketplace would hold on to those applications until such time as we were ready to accept them, we meaning Wisconsin was ready to accept them and process them. Those applications finally came through for us on February 17th. And on February 17th, the state of Wisconsin rolled out over 70,500 applications for Badger Care Plus that had been received from the Marketplace. WKRP, Kenosha and Racine, our share of that 70,546 applications was 5,138 initially. And then just this week, we received another 377 applications that have been delayed for some reason. So in total, we received 5,500 applications in our WKRP area that were processed for Badger Care Plus eligibility. We had a very short window to process those applications to make them eligible by April 1st. So our window was February 17th to March 17th. And I'm happy to report that our staff were successful in processing all 5,500 of those applications in that 30-day window. That was phase one of the BadgerCare Plus changes that were in conjunction with the marketplace. The reason we received those applications from the marketplace was because of the delay in some of the marketplace readiness. And so it was agreed by the state of Wisconsin that they could take the applications, we would take them at a later point. And if they determined that they were eligible for BadgerCare Plus, we would simply accept those applications, process them, make them eligible for BadgerCare Plus. As you can imagine, some of those determinations were inaccurate. And over the past weekend, the state ran a computer program just to make sure that those applications that were sent to us from the federally facilitated marketplace were truly eligible for BadgerCare Plus based on the new federal poverty limits. And it turns out that some of those applications were deemed eligible for BadgerCare Plus in error. And so phase two is that there are approximately, of that 70,000, it was very few, it was actually about 4,500 statewide that were determined ineligible for BadgerCare Plus. And so those 4,500 people, and for Kenosha, we're saying that equates to about 264. Over the weekend, they received notices telling them, even though they were told that they were eligible for BadgerCare Plus, effective April 1st, on May 1st, their eligibility for BadgerCare Plus ends, and they do have to apply for the marketplace. So that's phase two. And to be proactive, we received that list of 264 ineligible people. And this week, starting tomorrow, we're going to be reaching out to those folks. We've decided that our supervisors are going to divide up this list, and they're going to take approximately 26 calls, 26 people each, and they're going to call them and say, we're sorry you were determined eligible for BadgerCare Plus, but based on the new criteria, you're no longer eligible, and you have to go to the marketplace. Those folks will have until May 31st to then access the marketplace and find other insurance coverage. They were given insurance coverage for just the month of April. So that's phase two of the marketplace and BadgerCare Plus project. Phase three is going to happen very soon in that because of the change in the federal poverty limit standards, there are several adults who are caretakers of children that will no longer be eligible for BadgerCare Plus starting around May 1st and continuing through the balance of the year depending upon when their eligibility determination happens. People who are on BadgerCare Plus get an annual renewal, meaning every year we have to make sure that their situation has not changed and they continue to be eligible for BadgerCare. And so as they come up for renewal starting in May, those adults will be told that they will have to apply on the marketplace. Their children will remain eligible for BadgerCare Plus, but the adults, based on the new federal poverty limits, will not be eligible. And the state approximates that there will be approximately 70,000 adults that are caretakers of children that will come off the BadgerCare Plus rolls. This is, as you can imagine, a pretty tremendous workload for our staff. And in anticipation of this, we did hire staff. I think our first wave of limited term employees we hired last November, and we trained them, and they've been a tremendous help in helping us maintain and manage this workload. If you recall, about a year and a half ago, When we started this consortium project, Kenosha, in conjunction with Racine County, we were getting our monthly statistics in terms of how well we were doing with processing cases, and we were at the very bottom.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember that very well. And I just want to say, we felt that we were understaffed, and that's part of the reason that our stats were so low. And after we got the additional staff, and they went through training, and we've absorbed this additional workload. Our latest statistics for the month of March, I want to share this with you all, that WKRP ranks number one in every category, save one. And we were number two in that category. And so it helps. And I'm just going to pass that around so you can see. We're processing all of our applications well within and beyond the standards that the state has set. 95% is the mark. And so 95% is the benchmark for timeliness. There's one area that I don't think anybody in the state has met the 95% benchmark, and that is the food share priority service. That's the one we rank number two, I believe. Or is that something else? I don't recall. But anyway, we rank number two in that's one area. Awesome. There's eight areas that
we're... It says reviews, whatever that
reviews,
means.
Reviews, okay. Those are the renewals.
The other ones were one.
That's awesome.
But we're number one, and we're very proud of where we've come from and how far we've come. So I did want to report that, and thank you for agreeing to those additional staff, because they have paid off for us. I do have another handout that you can hang on to. This is related to the enrollments that I just spoke about, and I'm going to hang on to one. But this kind of summarizes, this is an internal document that we use. It kind of summarizes why the plan for the various programs. For example, the top left-hand box indicates that families who are uninsured or underinsured, they have until March 31st to apply for the Marketplace if they are not eligible for Badger Care Plus, and their coverage goes into effect May 1st. March 31st is the deadline for anybody who's not currently insured to get some type of insurance through the Marketplace. The Badger Care Plus people that are losing coverage, the ones that I just mentioned to you that initially were told they're eligible and they're no longer eligible, they can continue to apply at the Marketplace through March 31st. There's what's called a special enrollment period for them. And it explains on the right-hand side what happens if they don't apply by the deadline.
Is HRSP,
Supervisor Decker has a question.
Is HRSP going away, or is it still going to be around?
It's still around, right? Look, Oliver just left. It's a program that basically...
Right, I know what HRSP is,
right.
But is it...
Yes,
it's still around?
As far as I know, yes, HRSP is still around.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Then you can see the other categories of folks that they've identified special enrollment periods based on their circumstances. The folks that are losing Badger Care eligibility is that third box from the top, the Badger Care Plus Standard Plan. People that will be losing eligibility starting first, they've got a special period of time that they can apply at the Marketplace and continue health care coverage. So we've still got lots of work yet to be done. And we anticipate this is going to continue through the end of the year and beyond, because as people's circumstances change, as their income levels change, as their households change, they will be moving in and out of Badger Care Plus and the Marketplace. So this is to be continued.
Questions? Anyone have any questions?
I have one. How long
Supervisor Meisenmeyer?
Have the extra employees? I mean, how long would it be with you? Did we take care of that?
They will be there through this year.
Good. 2015?
We anticipate, based on the funding that we get from the state, that they can be with us through next year.
Okay.
They're limited-term employees. However, you know, our plan is based called the caseloads washout, as we're adding all these additional cases, that we will maintain some of them and go into the next budget and request that we add some of the limited term employees, permanent employees, because the caseloads will rise as a result of this.
I have a few. So the system at healthcare.gov is going to essentially recognize folks who were mistakenly told they were applied for, you know, were applicable for Badger Care and now are not. Like, that's going to be a smooth transition for them?
I'm not going to say it's going to be a smooth transition. However, I'm looking at the script that the state sent us to when we make these outreach calls to the folks. And basically, when we refer them to the marketplace, they are to let the marketplace know that they were initially determined eligible for Badger Care Plus, and now they're no longer eligible, so there'll be a special category. And we do transfer files back and forth electronically, so those files will be transferred to the marketplace.
Is there a chance we could get a copy of some of the stats that you've shared with us
by which email? Stats? Oh, like the...
Any and all.
Which do you like? Because I got lots of stats.
This is important.
I would say as much as you can.
I will send this to Sharon. You can send that out.
Yeah, sure. It helps in terms of the reporting so that we can understand the scope of what's happening.
Sure.
That's really important.
And I'll also send this to Sharon. And this is the statewide chart that shows that we received 70,000, the state of Wisconsin, I'm sorry, received 70,546 marketplace applications that became Badger eligible for the most part. Because if you want charts, I can send you lots of charts. It just depends on what you're looking for. But I think those two would be probably enough information. Along with that chart, when I send it to you, it will also give the breakdown by county of how many cases came to each county in the state of Wisconsin. So it'll all be in one document.
Awesome.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular, because I know I've got some constituents that are transitioning in out, and I know other people do too across Kenosha County, anything in particular we should be sharing with them as we talk to them? Because sometimes I do get questions about it.
Mm-hmm. I think if they have questions, their best bet is to contact the practitioners, the staff. And so they can call our toll-free number, which I don't have handy, but the call center would be able to answer their questions related to Badger Care Plus, and if they're not eligible, would refer them appropriately.
Yeah, if you want to provide that in the email too, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
Thank you.
I can do that.
Wouldn't happen to have those numbers broken down by municipality?
No.
Yeah, that's probably a little too sensitive to
the state doesn't break them down like that.
Because I know we have with other programs administered by the state, so that's why.
And I think we do that ourselves based on zip codes.
Okay.
The state doesn't do that. They give them to us just by counties.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we have to do that ourselves.
Yeah, we won't ask that this time around.
But they're kind of busy right now. Yeah.
Not this time around.
Okay.
All right. Anyone have anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for the help. That's great. Agenda item number 6. Such other business is authorized by law. Oh, Mr. Jansen.
I'd just like to take this opportunity on behalf of Human Services to thank the current members of the Human Service Committee. I recognize there's some luck coming up, and you're probably going to need a new board chair who may realign how this committee looks. You guys have been excellent advocates on our behalf, have supported us. As Adeline just presented to you, we came in front of this very group saying we need more help in order to go from worst to first. And you've seen the results of that.
Amazing.
And you know, we've tried to make this, at least from a human service perspective, we didn't want this committee just to sit here and approve resolutions and grants, and you know, that's all nice and fine and dandy, but what is it that we're really doing? And so we've tried to bring to you each and every meeting, one or two, here's an update on this grant, or here's an update on this program, and we hope you found that helpful. And I just would like to thank each and every one of you for what you've done for us. And hopefully, the youth and governments have also gained something out of this. If not, call me tomorrow. But thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
This is the last meeting of this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to bake something, and I didn't do that.
I call for a special meeting.
Don't invite anybody else. Agenda item number 7, committee member comments. Has any? I have just one. This has been fun, and I didn't intend to do this. I didn't anticipate it, but this has been fun, and I've enjoyed the different points of view. I've enjoyed the questions, the dissenting view, and certainly those of you that have been open enough to share the rationale behind it. So thank you for making this a rich experience. And a peaceful one at the same time. Sometimes those two don't go hand in hand. Anybody else? Okay, so I have to put my feelings out there.
Yeah. So.
Yes, Dr. Machimura.
Do you know who's going to run human services next month? We don't know anything.
Oh, that's up to whoever it is. It ends up being county board chair.
Yeah, all right, that's what I thought.
Whoever he or she may be. I'm counting on eventually in the future there will be a she at some point.
Okay.
There are motion to adjourn by you.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Decker. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Maybe.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
See you guys.
Thank
next
you all.
Everybody,
good luck on your elections. So that we all come back.
Do you have any questions? I think this is the last meeting, right? Is there?
Thank you.
I think.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I think my first one was in May.
Right. I think.
I should have bet.
Six.
There's
six long days.
Like we have to go to like the big.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Six
that's
in. When I saw it was supposed to be so warm this weekend, I was actually.
Do you guys talk to them at all about like who they should pick? Because like.